Last time, then, Saga had... Well, last time we saw Saga, anyway. She had been battling with the fallout of her encounter with a werewolf who seemed very intent upon trying to infect her with the lycanthropic curse, at least if legend is to be believed. And she received a bite wound from said werewolf, which created somewhat of a crisis for her as she contemplated her various options as to how it might impact the party and her future, not only as an individual, but also with Johan too, leaving a message for him. And so she decided that she was going to leave the party behind in an attempt to find some answers to some questions, potentially about her future, who knows? Well, Saga does. So, we pick up now with Saga alone in the foothills of the Sword Mountains, which lie to the south, as she ventures alone in the wilderness. So, Saga, what would you like to do?
I'm looking for tracks, prints. I'm going to follow those.
Okay, can I get a survival check from you then, please?
Sure. 17.
Nice. With very little effort, you managed to locate some tracks in the ground. There's some soft earth, plenty of paw prints to follow. Not just belonging to one creature, but a number of creatures. You suspect wolves in this particular instance, of course. What would you like to do from there?
Is there a difference between... Is there one paw print that's larger than normal wolf, or are they all just, like, standard wolf prints?
All at the moment, standard wolf prints. But eventually, you do note that one set of prints does increase in size, and you suspect, actually, from looking at them, not only increase in size, but actually, rather than becoming a set of four paws, actually becomes a set of two.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense, because we saw the two... legged version. Okay. That was a very awkward sentence, but you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. She's gonna keep... She wants to get a good distance away before she considers stopping.
Okay.
So an hour, a couple hours.
Alright. Yes, this is the dead of night, probably the early morning at this point. Now, luckily, because you are human, so you don't have dark vision, but luckily there is the dim light of the full moon descending on the hills, which is keeping everything visible for you as you carefully traverse the foothills, trying to find a location where perhaps you can settle down for the evening. Which eventually you manage to find a little outcropping of rock in the hills, which you think might be suitable for a camp.
Okay. Good, good. I'll camp up.
Okay. Are you intending to build a fire to keep you warm?
No.
No fire.
How cold does it get? Does it? Do I know if it gets freezing?
Give me a survival check.
That's a two.
All you know is you're high enough for the wind to be blowing pretty hard.
Oh, okay. Well. Shit, okay, this is what she's gonna do. She's gonna attempt not making one, and if it gets unbearable... Okay, she's gonna gather the wood for one, but she's not gonna light it yet. That's the smart thing to do.
Okay. Alright.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So you spend a little bit of time gathering some wood, getting yourself set up for camp, presumably then just bedrolls, etc.
Yeah, just a bedroll.
Because there's only a few hours left of the night anyway. Mm-hmm. You've been up and about for a fair bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get the benefits of a long rest, because you have been up and about for a fair while, you are probably going to have to start a long rest all over again to get the benefits, to get your 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you obviously risk exhaustion the next day. So is there anything that you wanted to do before you settle down for your long rest?
She's doing a lot of thinking, but no, nothing. She's not gonna... She's just... thinking, agitated. But okay. No, she's not gonna do anything. She's gonna lie in her bedroll and try and sleep.
Agitated in what way?
She's just been bitten, Wayne.
Well, I know. I just, you know. We're soloing here. I'm trying to...
She is... She doesn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That situation where you're kind of staring at walls going, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anxious? Yeah. Sure. Not anxious, more defeated, but worried.
Sure.
Like trying to figure out a way out of this situation and cannot come up with one right now.
Okay. So eventually then you settle down for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And take your long rest. So do please take the benefits of your long rest as best you can as you awaken this next morning.
Yep.
So the wind is still blowing quite hard in these hills. But there is a fairly clear day otherwise, which is good news indeed. Can I get a perception check from you, please?
Yes. My God. That's an unnatural one.
An unnatural one?
Yes.
What's your perception score?
-1.
Oh, jeez.
It's a wisdom check.
Okay.
She is not wise, Wayne.
Well, reckless is probably the appropriate appropriate term. Okay. So you awaken the next morning.
Those two dice are getting
dice check.
Fuck those. Yeah, they are getting. You have betrayed me.
Yet again. So I'm
trying different dice. That's how desperate I am. I've got a different dice because I thought I have to. And
you really must have upset Lady Luck in another life. So you wake up oblivious to anything, really. Sole focus being the day ahead of you. And what you might have planned. Is there anything that you do have planned, Saga, for the day ahead?
A follow those footsteps. Whereabouts am I in relation to other places?
So now that the sun is up and you've got mm-hmm. a better view, you are in an outcropping of rock, mm-hmm. a pile of firewood lying nearby, which you thankfully didn't light during the night. Mm-hmm. And to the east from where you are, because you can still get your bearings quite easily because you've got a view to the north enough that you can just about make out the Tribor Trail headed from east to west. And if you look to the west of your position, or maybe the northwest of your position, you can mm-hmm. just make out the town of Phandalin further down the hillsides where it kind of flattens out onto grassy plains. So it's quite easy for you to get your bearings from here.
Mm-hmm.
To the east, you can make out probably about half a mile from where you are a small forest, like a copse perhaps of trees to the mm-hmm. east.
How far is Phandalin? Like, how is that, like a day, couple of hours?
That is a good question. If you just bear with me, I can be very precise mm-hmm. In answering that question. So Phandalin, from where you currently are, is probably about, when you take into account the difficult terrain with the hills and things, mm-hmm. you're probably in the region of about a day's travel from Phandalin at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a look at those prints again. Footprints.
Well,
tracks.
First, you have to see if you can locate them. So, could I get a survival yeah. check, please?
Okay, come on. Come on. That's better. That's a dirty 20. Okay, that dice can stay. That one can stay.
So, you actually don't struggle to find these tracks at mm-hmm. all, because you realize as you begin to look for them that actually your entire camp is encircled with tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly fresh looking tracks, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. they head away from your camp. Well, it's first of all, it looks as though they've come from the direction of the trees, encircled your camp, and then headed back to the trees. Interestingly, there's no sign of the larger tracks amongst them.
Okay. That is creepy. They've been watching me sleep. She's gonna gather her stuff
mm-hmm.
and walk. Start following the tracks.
Okay. So these tracks do indeed head toward that small copse of trees, or large mm-hmm. copse of trees, I suppose. It's a large copse, small forest. And they do head into the rather dimly lit forest ahead, beneath the canopy of leaves and trees.
The closer I get to the trees,
mm-hmm.
she's going to try, you know, she's going to stay alert, see if she can see anything moving.
Okay. And is this
traps?
As you're looking into the forest, or as you're looking around you, where you are now?
Well, at first she'd look around herself and then she'd look okay. at the tracks.
Okay. So give me a perception check first, a normal perception check first of all, as you're looking at the hills around you.
5.
You don't see any threat amongst the hills. But then if you're going to look into the forest as well, because the forest is dimly lit because of the canopy, I am going to need a perception check with disadvantage, please.
Why do I feel like I'm going to walk into a tree because my rolls are so bad? 6. Let me check what modifier was. Yeah, 6.
Okay. You also see no threat within the forest. Only...
It's going to smack me in the face in a second.
Only odd footprints leading into it.
Yep. She's going to walk. She's not going to sneak. Well, she's also not like marching in. She's just going to walk towards... Like, slowly walk towards.
Okay. So, you step forward and move into the forest, leaving the hills behind as you make your way into the dimly lit woods in front of you. You are keeping a watch out, presumably, for any sign of anything.
Yep.
So could I get another perception check from you, please, with disadvantage because of the dim light? Unless, of course, you have any torch or anything that you want to light to give yourself a bit of bright light.
I don't have a torch. Do I have a torch? Quick check of my inventory. Don't think I have. That's good to check. I do have a torch.
It's an option. I'm just putting it out there in case you wanted to roll without disadvantage. But, of course, lighting a torch also.
Yeah.
The light works both ways.
Yes, exactly. I think she's too defeated, so she's not gonna... Let's go with 5.
That was your result of your check with disadvantage?
Yep.
5. You see no sign of any threats amongst the trees.
Until suddenly she walks into a bear trap.
What? So, as you're just walking through at this point, looking around, trying to keep an eye out. No sign of any threats or anything at the moment. Anything else you'd like to do?
Since I haven't heard anything or seen anything, she's just gonna keep walking through.
And following the tracks? Okay. Could I get another survival check from you, please?
Survival? Okay.
Yes, please. Just to see if you manage to keep with the tracks.
Oh, crap. 6!
Oh, dear.
I'm gonna walk off a cliff, aren't I?
As you're moving through the forest, it gets thicker and thicker and thicker as you get deeper, and eventually you begin to lose sight of the tracks. Not only have you lost sight of the tracks, but you're also feeling very disoriented. What would you like to do?
Is there a path I'm following, or am I just in the thick of wood? Like, is there any sort of path anywhere?
Not really. These woods are very wild. And you've kind of found yourself caught in the undergrowth of it all.
Okay. Just gonna take, like, a dagger, or she has a dagger, so, or a knife. mm-hmm. hunting. I'm sure she has a hunting knife of some sort. And she's going to carve like an arrow in a tree where she is now.
Okay.
And then she's going to take a few steps back.
Okay.
Just so like,
try and back
in case she goes around in a circle, she'll know kind of know where she got lost first.
Okay. And is this something that she's continuing to do, or is this just a kind of marker for that location?
Marker for that location.
Okay.
Because she was like, I knew where I was going until now. Now is when I, like, suddenly, yeah. Now when I know I'm lost, so I'm going to backtrack a little, like...
Okay.
Start slowly backtracking, see if I can find the prints again.
Sure. Could I get a perception check from you, please?
Is that with disadvantage again?
Oh, yes, with disadvantage, thank you.
I should just roll straight, but I'm too honest. It's an unnatural one.
That's two now.
Mm-hmm. Eek. She's very emotional. Day's getting to her. Yeah. Her neck hurts. Yeah. I'm going to go with her neck hurts if it doesn't feel well. That's what we're going for.
All right. Okay. As you are trying to gain your bearings, regain your bearings, mm-hmm. Suddenly something leaps out of the trees towards you. Two creatures, in fact, two wolves, mm-hmm. which are mm-hmm. going to take you by surprise as we roll some initiative.
Fuck off. Okay. Fifteen.
Alright, so you're on 15, the wolves mm-hmm. are on... Well, you win the initiative because mm-hmm. the wolves are on 5. But, as I say, they are going to catch you off guard and surprise mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. as they very much snuck up on you. Mm-hmm. So, wolves benefit from pack tactics, which means that they do get advantage mm-hmm. against a creature if at least one of their allies is within 5 feet of you and aren't incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
So because they've taken you by surprise, I'm going to say that they are. So they are going to be attacking with advantage against you as they try and bite you. So you're going to get 2 attacks, 1 from each wolf, both a bite attack. So the first wolf. Oh dear. That was a natural 20.
Okay. Obviously hits.
Yeah. So the first bite then is going to be... eek. 11 points of piercing damage.
Okay, I've got some temporary hit points, so those go.
Yes.
So that is... Okay.
All right. I'm also going to need you to make a strength saving throw, please.
Okay.
Now, this should be your forte, Saga. So.
Should! Twelve. So middling.
All right. This wolf, as it takes a bite out of you, tries to leap up at you, and tries to pin you to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not enough to knock you prone.
Whew.
But that's only the first wolf's attack.
Yeah.
The second wolf's attack. Okay. A little better, but I think we're still dealing with a hit here. That's going to be 20 against your armor class. Not a non-natural yep. 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're looking there at... Yikes. 6 piercing damage. And I need to make another strength saving throw, please.
Okay. Whew. Right. That one, that dice. Okay, 21.
Okay, nice. All right. So again, this wolf tries to leap up at you and try to pin you down. But yeah. again, you at least manage, though you're taking these bites and the, you know, their teeth are piercing your skin and your arms, your bare arms where you've got less armor and stuff. You're at least grounded enough to be able to hold your ground and not be pinned down by these wolves, which is good at least. So that brings us to the end of round one, which was the surprise round. And as you have initiative 15, you are up next. So what would you like to do in response? There's two of these wolves.
I'm guessing they're both engaged with me.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is what's giving them the advantage at the moment.
So, we're going to use my great sword.
Okay.
And hopefully once I hit, I'll use some maneuvers as well. But let's attack first. Fuck's sake. 9! Action surge. I'm gonna use action surge.
Yeah, that first swing of the sword, as you can guess, wasn't even enough to land even a glancing blow. Never mind an actual hit. All right, action surge to take another attack action with your great sword, I presume.
Yep. Okay, much better. 23.
Oh, much, much better. All right. Roll to hit for... roll damage for me on that.
And with that, I'm going to use... goading attack, because it increases damage, and the target must make a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh, all right.
Not that it matters, because I don't have my allies with me, but it will at least increase the damage.
Okay. So the wisdom saving throw is a moot point, is it?
Yeah, it's a moot point, because it would give it disadvantage on attacking anyone but me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Let me just find my... That's a D8. First for... Normal damage is 13 plus... So 16. 16 points of damage.
How are you taking out that first wolf?
Just straight through the side, like from here,
like through the ribs.
Through the ribs.
Certainly puncturing a few vital organs in that wolf, for sure, as it drops to the ground, leaving you face to face with only one remaining wolf.
Yep.
Anything else for you, or is that you done?
That's all I can do.
Okay. The wolf, then, is first going to try and take a bite out of you. It doesn't do so with advantage this time, because his friend is no longer with us. Okay. I think this might be a miss. That's a 14 against your armor class.
Does not hit.
Wonderful. Okay. So, it tries to take a bite out of you. And this time you see it coming somewhat and sidestep away. And now the wolf is going to begin to try and flee, moving at 40 feet. But that will provoke an attack of opportunity because it's not going to disengage because it's already used its action to attack you. So if you did want to take an attack of opportunity, you are welcome to do so.
Definitely. Definitely taking an attack of opportunity.
All right. Roll to hit.
Try and pin me down. How dare you? 19.
Will hit.
Yes.
Roll for damage for me.
9.
9 points of damage. All right. You strike at the back of this wolf, which is not enough to take it down. It looks to be in a pretty critical condition, but it does continue to move now 40 feet away from you at this point. But it is now your go as we reach the top of round 3. So what would you like to do?
So it got away. Is it 40 feet away from
40
me?
Feet away from you, yeah. And it's looking in critical condition.
I'm going to try and shoot it with my crossbow.
Go for it. Roll to hit for me then, please.
That's not going to hit. 9.
No, I'm afraid not. Your crossbow bolt flies into into the foliage around you. Anything else you'd like to do?
Make note of what direction it's running.
Okay. Anything else? You do still have movement, potentially, or a bonus action, obviously, if you have anything that grants you one.
No.
Okay.
Just gonna be pissed. Take a moment to just be like, I'm having the worst day. Literally. Okay. Yesterday was a bad day. Today's a bad day.
So you're just letting the wolf go at this point, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In which case, then?
But I do make note of which direction it ran. Okay, that's where you went.
But of course. Okay. Which then, in that case, then, will bring it out of initiative, leaving you once again, as far as you're aware, alone in the forest around you. Making note of the direction that the wolf went in. Again, you're pretty disoriented. That's right. So you might not necessarily know the precise, like, north, south, east, west.
Yeah.
But you can certainly know, relative to where you are, what direction you're headed in. Okay.
I want to look at this wolf I killed. I'm basically trying to figure out if it's a real wolf or if it's a werewolf.
Sure. Give me a nature check, please.
I don't know which dice to pick. This is so stressful. You have no idea how stressful it is to... Nature.
Or, if you prefer, you can do that as an arcana check if you have any affinity for arcana.
They're both the same.
Okay.
Ooh! That is a dirty 20.
Okay. Well, if legends are to be believed, your understanding is that if it were a werewolf, it would have transformed back into its humanoid form rather than remaining a wolf.
Okay.
But this would have still appears to be a wolf.
Okay. Does the corpse look domesticated in any way?
No. Looks pretty wild.
Okay. She's going to take her hunting knife out again.
Okay.
And mark the trees. So she knows that way is where the wolf fled.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what she's going to do.
Okay. And are you following that direction?
first, I'm going to look around and check if the commotion, the sound, if it's, you know, gotten anyone else's attention.
Okay. Can I get a perception check from you then, please?
Is that at disadvantage? I'm afraid to ask.
Yes, it is.
Six.
You see no signs that that skirmish has created any awareness to your position or commotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the question is, do I go where the wild wolves went or elsewhere? I'm completely lost. I'm completely lost. I'm completely lost in the woods. I don't like it. Oh. I really don't like it. Gonna dig through my inventory for inspiration of some sorts.
Saga just rummaging around in her backpack in the middle of the forest.
Yeah, this is a moment of desperation.
Question is, does she find anything?
No. Well, she finds something she can use later. So it wasn't in vain. She's going to slowly walk towards where the wolves ran, just because maybe they'll run into a clearing or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's hoping it gets her out of this spot where she's kind of stuck.
Sure. So you venture along the route direction that the wild wolf ran in. And you do see what looks to be some sort of trail of some kind. Not a well-trodden one by any means, but certainly enough that some wildlife of some kind has created this trail. Could I get a survival check from you, please? With advantage.
Wow, so kind.
Oh, I know, yeah. Gotta show benevolence occasionally, you know?
That is, the subtext is, you're doing so crappily, you need a hand. That will be a 17.
Much better. So, you do manage to then pick up some tracks, not just of a singular wolf, as you were expecting, but actually a number of paw prints, including the larger paw print that you had encountered previously.
Got you, yep. I'm going to follow the larger ones.
Okay. You follow the path for what seems like a fair amount of time. And eventually, the tracks bring you to a clearing in the forest. A clearing full of a number of wolves, maybe 10, maybe even 20 wolves.
Yep.
And at the far end of this clearing, you can see, made out of twisted tree branches, what can only be described as a throne, upon which sits a very familiar figure and face to you. Dryl Bonebreaker, your husband. So that's it for another exciting episode of Bardic Quest. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Before we go, I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you to a couple of folks. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to James Webster for providing us with and allowing us to use this beautiful animated artwork that features throughout the show. If you are a fan of his work and want to show your support to him, then head on over to patreon.com/JamesRPGArt, where you can become a patron of his. But also, I'd like to say a big thank you to our friends over at Sirenscape for allowing us to use their wonderful ambience, music, and sound effects. So if you'd like to introduce those sounds to your table, head on over to sirenscape.com to check out their amazing work. So that's it from us this week, and we will catch you next time.